All right, folks, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the broadcast. Woo! How you like it, folks? How you digging it? You know, we got a whole mob of crap going on here in St. Louis. If many of you are paying attention to Gateway Pundit and other places, I mean, it's getting real retarded. So the other night I messaged Ken, our producer, our weekend board op, and I was asking him if he wanted to do a little something different. So Ken's going to run, he's going to ride shotgun with me for a while tonight, and we don't know if we're going to open the phones or what, but Ken, you all set up on the mic, ready to go?
I am set up. It's a little tough. Right. Hang on, let me see here.
What's up?
Getting some feedback.
Okay. Well, let me know when you get that kind of squared away. But if it's going to be a problem, let me know that as well. So let's start off with this. Yeah, I'm hearing that feedback as well. But basically, hundreds of violent leftists and communists converge on St. Louis mayor's home, threaten neighbors, call for her resignation. So let me give you some background here. The mayor's name's Lida Krusen. She's a far left, basically soft, weak Democrat female. Lost her husband in a murder some years back. I believe it was a carjacking. Don't quote me on that, but I know her husband was murdered. And this, so basically what happened was she read off the names and addresses of a bunch of these defund the police types, and now she's apologizing. And so this is a whole, you can read about this, and I'm sure many of you have seen this. But basically this is right on the heels of this character named Umar Lee. Okay, now his name's Brett Darren Lee, born September 18, 1974 in St. Louis. And he's like he's a Muslim convert, and he is calling for St. Louis to be renamed. Okay. And he doesn't like St. Louis, King Louis the Ninth, okay, of France. Now, St. Louis is a French settlement. Now, I'm just digging around today. Let's see how you're sounded, Ken. Come on back up for a sec. You there?
I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Well, we'll work something out. We'll try to knock it out maybe next week, see what we can do. But anyway, so I'm digging around, okay, with this whole rename St. Louis. They want to tear down the monument in Art Hill in Forest Park where the World's Fair, 1904 World's Fair was. I mean, this is iconic St. Louis stuff. And all over Jewish media sites, folks, all over. Right now I'm on the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA.org, okay? United States, should St. Louis take down the statue of its anti-Semitic namesakes? Activists say yes. So here you have the Red, Black, and Green Alliance, okay, that I've always talked about for a long, long time here. The Marxist-Leninist Reds, the Maoists, and as this encapsulates a bunch of Jews and sucker whites. Then you got the Black Power gangs, the Nation of Islam, the Hebrew Israelites, the 5% or so forth and so on. And then you've got the Green, the Islam, the Orthodox Islamic, basically Taqiyya practicing cultural jihad believers that they believe, you know, the world's going to be under the domination of Islam one day. Okay. Now the Sunnis and Shia will have to fight this out, of course, and then all the the little kind of cultic offshoots of Islam, like the Nation of Islam, of course, with their little Messiah, who they call Master Farad Muhammad, this kind of criminal character that floated around in Detroit with the founding of the Nation of Islam. Very, very interesting. Then you've got the noble Drew Ali and the Morris Science Temple of America, all the hyphenated Bay and L names. It's just a hodgepodge of kind of, you know, basically various black racial cults here, okay? And they're going to have to work it out with the Orthodox Islam people and so forth and so on. But basically all of these groups are right now in tandem working with their basically Jewish paymasters to overthrow the country and implement some sort of a collectivist dystopia. And it's going to be anti-white, white genocidal. You've got Mexican YouTubers and so forth, all these people jumping into the fray now. And they've been around, La Raza. And so what we're witnessing now is a real cultural collapse. But here in St. Louis, it's very, very fascinating because we've got a lot of Marxist revolutionaries, and they're connected with the universities here. They're connected with the music scene, you know, punk rock and so forth. You know, it's gone full-blown commie. And we're seeing this with other aspects, the Dixie Chicks going to call themselves the Chicks now, and Lady Antebellum just shortening her name to Lady A. And so the entire Southern white culture, you know, you got General Petraeus saying that all the bases should be renamed. And I mean, we've got a multi-pronged, multifaceted attack on white America. Now, I've been re-digging back into the black YouTubers' channels, okay? Minister Farrakhan speeches. There's a few of these YouTube channels like Real Black, Vital Media, a whole bunch of them out there to where they really compile all of this basically, overthrow the whitey system stuff, rhetoric that's gone back decades. And this isn't stopped. And, you know, at the front page of Rents right now, you can watch the lawlessness in New York City. I mean, wow. There's a video up, just a 45-second video. I believe it's in Harlem, but what we're witnessing in various metropolitan areas is this basically coordinated collapse of law and order, basic human, you know, affection towards fellow man. I mean, the amount of anti-white attacks is brutal, and it's just everywhere. And so, out here on I've been talking the last few weeks and even probably month and a half, 2 months about the lawlessness on the highways. I mean, I'm seeing people blowing 140 easy through the city on the highways. And so the cities controlled by these leftists by design are being basically turned into Mad Max scenarios. How long have I been talking about Mad Max scenarios? Okay. So This isn't nice to watch. It doesn't make you feel good. It gives you that uneasy feeling. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, due to the coronavirus thing are staying in, and they're trying to almost purposefully shield themselves from the painful stimuli, the painful, you know, recordings of these things going on. So, I mean, it's insane right now. So let's see, where are we going to start? Let's start with clip 8, Ken. This goes back to September 27th, 2017. So we're coming up on 2 years. This is an Inside Edition clip. And I want to set kind of the stage with this. Okay, let's roll it.
Regarding the political activities of active duty personnel, which is why this photo, the note says communism will win inside the cap, is causing such consternation. This is a West Point cadet's graduation ceremony, and Les Trent has the details.
It's the photo creating a firestorm. A West Point graduate makes a fist salute with communism will win written inside the lining of his cap. He posted the photo using the hashtag Veterans for Kaepernick to show support for the controversial quarterback who triggered the NFL's Take a Knee movement. Social media erupted. Wow, open communists in the ranks. His name is Spencer Rapone, and he really is a 2016 West Point graduate. He's now serving as a second lieutenant. The U.S. Army told Inside Edition it was looking into the matter. Our uniform represents every corner of our nation, and it cannot be used to promote any single ideology.
All right, go ahead and stop it, Ken. Now, let's kind of let that simmer in your brain a little bit. Now, that was from 2 years ago, and you see the tie-in with Kaepernick. Kaepernick is all over the media right now, sports media. Oh, who's looking at him? Who's going to sign him? So Kaepernick is with his big multi-million dollar Nike gig that he got. He is connected with the communist movement. And if you don't know that, him and his girlfriend, the little Arab girl, Nessa, DJ Nessa, they're all leftists. They're part of the red, black, and green axis. Okay. Now, think about John Brennan. Think about generals like Milley. You know, I was going to cover stuff on Milley a couple weeks ago. I couldn't get back on the air last week. Father's Day, I had stuff going on. Not too many Father's Days left I'm going to have with my dad here. But you look at the connections, Esper, Mattis. Okay, and I've covered Mattis and Dempsey and Dunford, and I cover John Kelly and all the Jesuit connections with these guys, these Jesuit generals. Jim Jones under Obama. You had, what was his name, the creep with the little bug eye, little bald head glasses guy. He was CIA and NSA director under Obama. But anyway, they were all connected to the Jesuits and the Vatican II sect, SECT. So you've got these guys, and Brennan, of course, as well, Jesuit. Okay, he's playing the role of a Muslim convert right now. These guys are all basically shady characters. Okay, when you make your way up the ranks, we all know that things get crazy, and then dirt gets put on people, and then these guys go along to get along. And remember the whole thing with all these officers that got basically retired under Obama, guys allegedly that weren't cool with firing on their fellow Americans. And now look where we're at. We've got Rex 84, Reagan, Daddy Bush, vice president, former CIA director with the whole Rex 84 program. The whole, you know, look, there's people going to some sort of a internment system here in this country. It's going to be us, or it's going to be the useful idiot Marxists. Okay, now you've got the COVID-19 tie-in here with the vaccine deniers and the bill introduced in Colorado's legislature about re-educating people that don't want to vaccinate their kids and all this. It's getting very, very creepy. It's going to be go time very, very soon. When that is, I don't know. Like I've been saying, you're going to have to make that decision for yourself. Every person is going to have to make that decision. You know, everybody talks about we need to get organized. We need to do this. Look, this whole Jade Helm mapping the human domain. Look what happened with Sacha Baron Cohen, okay? Oh, just to, yesterday or whatever it was. So these three percenters up in Washington are having a rally. They get contacted by a group from Orange County. Okay, Orange County is known for being pretty conservative. You know, it was the home of B1 Bob Dorner. A lot of, you know, that's where hardcore right-wing stuff was in, you know, just Americana in California. And so Sacha Baron Cohen's running a dummy front organization. He latches onto this 3%er group up in Washington. He dumps in a bunch of money. They're all like, oh, cool. They didn't do their due diligence in vetting Cohen's group. He brings, you know, a bunch of gear and music, and he starts doing this racial shtick where he's in disguise, getting people to sing along, and then these guys figured out that they got snookered, and they tried to shut it down, and then there's a bunch of armed security around the generators where they were trying to shut this down because he was making a fool out of everybody and bad optics. And then so this whole thing now is out here in the media that there's a bunch of Nazis, white supremacist rhetoric and blah, blah, blah. And it was all Sacha Baron Cohen set him up and oh, ha, 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 ha. This is the bad optics. OK, and this is how these Alinskyites run operations against, you know, just regular old people. The sophistication level on our side is very weak. And so then you get goofy stuff like this. Now this is up on Drudge right now. TMZ, ugly words. Well, Donald Trump loves his white supremacists because he just gave his stamp of approval on a protest where one of his louder supporters is screaming white power. It's a bizarre demonstration, counter-demonstration. A line of golf carts traverse streets around Sumter County, Florida, with Trump supporters as Trump's protesters line the streets. Okay, you hear demonstrators, mostly seniors, boil over in anger. There's no physical contact, but it's intense. True to form, Trump retweeted the video saying to thank you to the great people of the villages. The radical left do nothing Democrats will fall in the fall. Corrupt Joe shot, see y'all soon. Again, one of his most vocal supporters is a guy who screams white power. One of Trump's great people. So he's not even masking it anymore, okay? And I'm looking at the picture, and it says ugly words, okay? And it's got this guy with a Trump, he's big old Trump banner behind his golf cart. But and if you look at his shirt, there is a pyramid with an all-seeing eye and some words there, okay? And I can't make it out. But I find it very interesting that this is the guy that's yelling white power. He's got a big Trump flag behind his golf course and so his golf cart and so on and so forth. Now, we know how people dress up to make other people look bad. I'm not saying that that's what this is, but I just find it interesting. Okay? So, let's see. Frank from North Carolina, Murr and Wisconsin sent me an email, and I've heard people talking about him. I didn't hear Farron's show, but I understand he did kind of a, you know, tribute to Frank. Frank used to call this show quite a bit. Rick Adams talked about him. Ken, get clip 11 ready. So Alex Jones, if you guys didn't know, in a few of his ads and so forth, he had Frank's voice in a couple of his different ads, and where Alex, his classic, "I need your help, Frank." This was playing throughout some of the ads, and they even did music remixes. So with no further ado, let's listen to clip 11. This is Frank and Alex Jones.
Yeah, Alex, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now.
Punch me, I punch you back. And then I slam your head in the concrete. I'm not bragging, but I probably read 200 naval history books. If I was to hit somebody 20 times, they'd probably die.
I just started spouting the stuff off. I don't even know how I know all this stuff.
Stop being gilded, domesticated garbage. Stop being weak. And when you see a threat coming down on you, deal with it.
I need your help, Frank.
You people are cancer.
I'm done. I'm pissed. And I'm not putting up with it. I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages.
Take your vaccines and go to sleep and have an autoimmune response. And when you awake, you'll be retarded, which is just what we want.
Help, Frank! I need your help, Frank! Help, Frank! Help, Frank! Help, Frank! Help, Frank! Help, Frank! I need your 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 help, Frank!
All right, you can stop it there. But I am going to find the section of the Alex Jones show where Frank basically goads Alex into bringing David Duke on the show, Dr. Duke on the show. And if anybody can help me out with that, please feel free and hit me up. But I'm going to find basically the Duke, like what others call the Jonestown Massacre. And Ken says immortalized. But he's immortalized in a few places with Alex Jones's ads, Frank is. But because Frank has been calling his show for so long that Alex always took his call, and Frank would talk smack on basically Jewish power and everything else. And it was pretty interesting. But he goaded Jones into bringing Dr. Duke on. And on that day, Duke basically massacred Alex Jones. And so that was a pretty good back and forth between those two. And Duke had his ducks in a row, and he whooped him. So let's talk about witches for BLM. You know, one of my traditionalists, Return to Order is the name of the website, one of the traditionalist Catholic websites, you know, that I dig around on. And they sent me this in my email, Witches for BLM. Okay, so there's this whole undercurrent on the West Coast, especially, of a network of witches that are all into this BLM crap. So here you have another kind of, you know, Marx and Satan by Richard Wurmbrand. Okay, you've got the witchcraft element, the dark occult element, supporting this kind of revolutionary thrust right now into the country. You know, it really started 5-6 years ago, Trayvon and Mike Brown, and then boom, 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 the sequence of racial, what I would consider destabilization operations with police, and now we're seeing basically the fruition, the boiling over now, and then, now we're seeing the ugly treatment of people out on the streets. I mean, black on black. I mean, the shooting's up hundreds of percent. And think about this, folks. You're going to... This is by design. They're going to bring in the UN gun control. Defund the police, PSYOP. Crime explodes. Gun crime's exploding, even in highly gun-controlled alleged areas. And then, boom. You got the Floyd family talking to the UN. Really? This whole thing just reeks to heaven. It's all orchestrated. I mean, it's so artificial. It's so plastic. The falling in line of all the sports, music, country music especially. I mean, it's so pathetic. And it's like we're the only ones, a small percentage of us out here can just see the artificiality of this whole thing. It's just, and everybody else thinks it's just, oh my gosh, it's just so spontaneous. And oh my gosh, it's just a spark. It just blew this thing wide. Give me a break. You people are the, and I'm not talking about you, but I'm saying you people out here that believe that are, you're just so dumbed down. You just, your discernment is so weak. I mean, it's like you're almost dead intellectually and spiritually if you think that this is not a complete orchestration. Just like this COVID, COVID-19, and then boom, George Floyd, this crap. I've been covering this stuff for weeks and weeks. And all the hosts, oh, that George Floyd should have never been treated like that. The police state, this is an operation. If you don't know that, then I don't know what the hell you're doing. If you can't sniff an operation, and you're just going to go with the surface narrative on the Zio media, it's just pathetic. Coming up on break, the Northern Baltic radiation increase, okay? People are speculating that it's a nuclear plant in Russia. Something happened. Interesting stuff. So a lot of people are looking at this radiation spike in the Northern Baltic. How many Spencer Rapones are in this military right now? Are in this federal government? Are in your state, county, and municipal governments? See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back to long, long times, the U.S. Civil War. Quantrill's men were on the run from the carpetbagger's law. But they're down from all around by the victor's evil lies. And he spread on all their heads for everyone that died. For they were outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War, the sudden flag they blew. Outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War. They never dropped the southern flag. Bounty hunters everywhere trying to take an outlaw back. Living was an ordeal as Quantrill's men rode by. Death was always near to them and they had to ride or die. For they were outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War, the sudden flag they blew. Outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War.
All right, we are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, Ken and I were talking off the air, and I was like, you know, I don't even remember how long I've been talking about this freaking COVID, the 322 CV. And what's interesting, CVS, the pharmacy, CVS, 322-19, CV-19, COVID-19, right there with this pharmacy, which seems to be taking over for a lot of Walgreens and blah, 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 blah. Very, very interesting. February 2nd, 2020 is my notes. Deagle projections. Event 201, exercise / simulation. Then I get into all the Kobe stuff that I went, you know, the and at my notes, Kobe and the virus together. Remember, COVID-19. Just in all my notes from all this stuff, Wolfgang Halbig arrested, just wow. So basically, anyway, back to February 2nd when we started talking about it on this program. So anyway, let's back to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. I forgot to really talk about this. So on top of a hill in front of an art museum in the biggest park in St. Louis stands a statue of an anti-Semite, the monument to the city's namesake. The medieval French king Louis IX depicts the king astride a horse wearing a crown and a robe and holding a sword in his right hand. Erected 116 years ago in Forest Park, is one of the city's best-known monuments. Now a coalition of activists want it taken down because Louis IX persecuted Jews, presided over a notorious mass burning of the Talmud. There you go, folks. There's your key. issued an order of expulsion against his Jewish subjects and led two Crusader armies in an unsuccessful offensives in North Africa. Now this Umar Lee character, he was an anti-Semite and a Crusader. So last time I checked in the Hadith, the last hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews and the Muslims kill them. So what the hell are you worried about an anti-Semite for, so-called Muslim? You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, where Islam basically politically is – I keep saying basically way too much, and I have to stop – is it's all a fraud. They claim to be pro-life, but every Islamic politician in these countries, whether it's Britain here, whatever, they're all leftists. They're all in the abortion party. They don't care about kids, especially if they're not Islamic kids. They just soon kill them anyway. The whole thing is a fake construct. They align themselves with the most repulsive elements in societies where they're not majority. You know why? Because it's a form of jihad. They connect themselves with the revolutionary. It's almost like they're religious communists. They use the same template. Just as Lenin has his useful idiots, and when he's done using them to overthrow the existing superstructure, then the ones that they consider undesirable or whatever, they'll go ahead and put a piece of lead in their head and throw them in a mass grave. Same things with these Islamic I don't like the term jihadists, but I would just say revolutionaries, the ones that want to displace and overwrite the societies in which they move in. While they're a minority, they kind of stay innocuous for a while. I mean, this has all been plotted out, and then they get to a certain percentage, then the disruptions come, then the riots come. And so you see Minneapolis full of Somalis, so forth and so on. You see London full of Pakistanis and various types of Islamics. They're all, when they see this, they're like, this is our time to pounce. We've got the kufr, the non-Muslims. They acted a fool. We can use this. It's like Rahm Emanuel, no crisis goes to waste, while they're using the same kind of a template. And so you think that the trannies and all these people in the 56 different gender kind of Facebook community, you think they're going to survive once this thing goes down if the Muslims get control? Give me a break. I mean, it's just so pathetic, okay? So at a time when statues of Confederate leaders and other figures condemned for racist actions are coming down across the country, activists in St. Louis wanted Louis the Ninth statue to come down too. All right? So this is what you're going to get. Okay, so Divine Comedy, leftist thug climbs St. Louis statue, takes major fall while attempting to vandalize iconic landmark. That was just posted a little while ago. We went through that. Leftist lunatics doxed and threatened armed St. Louis couple who protected their home from Black Lives Matter mob during protest. Horror, far left mob beat Christian man with a stick at St. Louis statue after prayer service. I mean, this is sick, folks. We offered the prayer of exorcism because evil is present here. San Francisco Archbishop Cordeloni holds exorcism at a site where leftists desecrated statue St. Junipero Serra. Mayhem and riots last night in Harlem as Democrat state and local leaders tell NYPD to stand down. Yeah, just let the whole thing turn into Chaz. Hispanic YouTuber posts disturbing video saying we need to kill white people. Media says nothing as hundreds gather for Pride Fest in Chicago. Totally PC approved. I mean, it's just insanity. All right. Let's listen to me. Ken, get clip 9 ready. this was Thursday, I believe, on the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And there was somebody made a very good point on Twitter, and I think this is worth listening to. Ken, if you got it queued up, let's go ahead and play it.
Schools all over the entire country of India, and that's also very interesting as well when you look at the current events in India right now with China
That's not the right time. Clip 9. Let me see what I sent you. Anyway, while you get that working, clip 9, let's see, it was 109.51. All right, well, we'll have to look at that at during the break. Let's talk about Tulsa, okay? So Trump has a rally in Tulsa. I'm getting some feedback, Ken. All right, so Trump has a rally in Tulsa. Bunch of people signed up for tickets and then did a no-show. Okay. If you want to get clip 12 ready, this kind of goes through it. A little TikTok teenage conspiracy. Go ahead and roll clip 12. Oh. All right. All right. So, but anyway, 6,000 people show up. It was an Inside Edition clip or extra. Anyway. All right. Go ahead and play it.
TikTok users may well be President Trump's latest adversary after fewer than 7,000 people attended his weekend campaign rally in Tulsa. Thousands of people who'd gotten tickets online didn't show up, thanks to a secret campaign on TikTok. We spoke with a couple of TikTok kids who told us they successfully trolled the president.
Was President Trump's fiasco of a rally in Tulsa sabotaged by an army of teenagers bent on making mischief? The disastrous turnout, a paltry 6,200, filled just one-third of the indoor arena. It left the president looking dejected and forlorn when he returned to the White House, his tie undone, red hat in hand.
President Trump was frustrated and angry over the turnout.
Trump was said to be furious.
Trump was reportedly stunned at the sight of all those empty seats. He yelled at aides backstage while looking at the endless rows of empty blue seats in the upper bowl of the stadium.
I'm sure people have been yelled at and berated.
Trump's former communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, told the Inside Edition he wouldn't be surprised if heads roll.
I think it's a very bad metaphor, that walk of shame video for the president. I think that indicated to you how stressful that night was.
Today, a bunch of teenagers across America.
So, a bunch of teenagers across America bragging. Now, Gateway Pundit has that basically the fire marshal and the arena management put a bunch of social distancing stickers on the seats, and they only let in 6,000 people. Well, they claimed 12,000 had cleared metal detectors, blah, 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 blah. Well, I watched a good swath of that rally, and I got kind of uncomfortable with Trump talking about they saved millions of lives by their actions with the COVID task force and all the little implementations and recommendations that they did. So if you look at Q's been bombing on the governors for the intentional sending of, I guess, sick people with whatever this pathogen is into the nursing homes, highly transmissible, and then well over half of your casualties in the United States are in clusters of these nursing homes where basically, sick people were sent in here, and old people were getting murdered. So, I mean, whether anybody's going to be held accountable for this, I highly doubt. The nature of this country right now, with nobody being held accountable for any bad actions, if you embrace the Marxist ideology, join the Democratic Party. Like I've said numerous times, it's almost like a security blanket. If you're a creep, psychopath, criminal, whatever, your chances of being caught and held accountable dramatically are reduced. They run cover for each other. And so, let's see here. Red states at this spike. Okay, so now we're allegedly seeing these spikes. Ken, I'm hearing your mic back there. You're seeing these spikes in these red states. Now, I've kind of thought about this. I was like, look, is this due to the reopening, or is this due to agents going in where people were clamoring, hey, we're done with the lockdown stuff? And it's almost like, and I said this weeks ago, are they going to be like, oh boy, we're going to teach you a lesson for getting out of line, for want to come out of this lockdown before we say so? And so were there people around doing some sort of releases? Is there something that could be thrown in the food supply? You know, Rick Adams with Dr. K, he ties it to the pork industry, especially the food processing, where you have all these clusters, mysterious clusters. It's like an attack on the food supply. But at the same time, Dr. K, being Islamic, really doesn't like the pork industry. And so he's looking at the pork itself and the pork producers and so forth and so on as kind of a vector here of how people are coming down with this illness, whatever this illness is. And so, kind of interesting angle. You know, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, they're all going through these, you know, explosions of cases. Now, some people are wanting to tie it to the all the riots and all these people breaking quarantine and being out here looting, rioting, and protesting and so forth. Okay. So BLM, Black Lesbian Marxists, you know, you see all the little looters and marauders and all the little things that could stand for. So think about this with Antifa. I wrote this down in my notes. So think about the Communist Manifesto. Okay, all the planks of the Communist Manifesto and how close to almost complete implementation that the Communist Manifesto planks are here in the United States. Central bank, public education, graduated income tax, so forth and so on. Really, really draconian kind of war on property, eminent domain, and so forth. And think how close they are. And so you had Obama the last 8 years and the Bush family, of course. And then you had Clinton's. And so think about this long march through the institutions of collectivization of the United States. And now you get Trump, who starts to somewhat, even in perception of the rabble in the streets, starts to dismantle Obamacare and so forth and so on. So Antifa, with their flag, you know, their red flags, hammers and sickles floating around, they are actually the conservatives trying to protect the long march through the institutions and the communization of the United States. So they're almost like a protective element. It's Brennan, Obama, Valerie Jarrett. They're all sick, the Antifa goons on the country, because they see even the possibility of the even subtle moves away from communism, Communist Manifesto, the, you know, where we were headed under Obama. And so this reactionary force wants to conserve communism. You know, Mitchell Henderson, I can't remember. Maybe it's Mitchell Henderson. He's our guest on Rents, a former Intel guy, was saying basically World War II was the war to save communism, with Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin being allies. And so very, very interesting. Bubba Smollett memes, the Bubba Smollett with the noose and so forth. Very, very funny memes floating around. Steve Bing, okay, this Hollywood, very, very rich guy. Elizabeth Hurley, baby daddy. They got a son named Damien, kind of interesting. Jumps out of a Century City apartment high rise, Century City 33. Malachi Martin, okay, he wrote a book called Windswept House. Very, very interesting book. It was a kind of a fiction, reality fiction. And I own the book, and I read it probably 15 years ago. And there was an archbishop of Century City that was involved with the satanic clique called the Super Force that was doing the satanic rituals to take over basically the Vatican. The smoke of Satan has entered the sanctuary, according to Pope Paul VI, who a lot of people look at very with a jaundiced eye, Montini. So, a year ago, Seattle is Dying, documentary, KOMO, 7 million views. I talked about it a year ago on the broadcast, and it's fascinating to watch where Seattle is now from a year ago, and it really documented the homeless crisis in Seattle. And now you had this Chaz Chop phenomenon, and I don't, you know, who knows if it's going to get dismantled. Another Lida Crewson, weak mayor, female liberal librarian, school teacher type looking lady. America in these cities, these city councils, I mean, Minneapolis, these people voting to defund the police, and then they're spending thousands of dollars a day on private security. I mean, insane. Private security. So they want to defund the police, but then they're going to spend all this taxpayer money on private security for themselves. Just fascinating. Let's see here. We've got a couple minutes left. Ken, get clip 13 queued up of the young girl. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That was on. Oh, I see what I did. Okay. During the break, I'll send you that. But anyway, I'm going to send it to you right now. You know that site, Ken? You can find it and then scroll down. She's right there under that where the Carl Vernon video. But anyway, so the World Economic Forum, I've got a couple videos there. This Great Reset, folks. They've got something big planned. The COVID, the George Floyd, it's all part of the Great Reset. All right, let's go ahead and listen to that. This is pretty good. I'm sure many of you have seen it.
If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist. If I stand for my flag, I have to apologize for it. I'm not allowed to go to church, but I can burn churches to the ground. I'm not allowed to open my own business, but I can go loot and destroy other people's businesses. If I wear a badge, have a gun, and I'm dressed in blue, I'm a racist pig. But if I walk around destroying my city with bricks and masks, I'm considered a peaceful protester. I'm not allowed to peacefully protest the lockdown at my Capitol, but I can go destroy and graffiti my Capitol. I'm not allowed to go to the park to play T-ball with my family, but I can destroy the park. I'm not allowed to protect our historical monuments and history, but I can go tear them down and have them land on top of people. I'm not allowed to have an opinion on racial matters because I'm white, but if I don't have an opinion on it, I'm the reason why people are oppressed. I can go riot in the streets with the BLM, but if I go to a Trump rally, COVID-19 magically appears. Does anyone else not see the hypocrisy in all of this? I am done with your bullshit.
So a lot of you have probably seen that, and that's pretty good. Now, all right, there's the break. We will see you on the other side.
I had my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.